The year 1776 stands as a monumental turning point in American history, a moment when the colonies collectively decided to break free from British rule and declare themselves an independent nation. This decision was not made lightly, nor was it the result of a single event. Rather, it was the culmination of years of growing tension, ideological shifts, and a deepening sense of identity among the colonists. The Declaration of Independence, adopted on July 4, 1776, was the formal expression of this seismic shift, a political and philosophical landslide that reshaped the course of history. 1776 was a landslide. The road to independence was paved with frustration and resistance. For over a decade, the American colonies had chafed under British policies that they viewed as unjust and oppressive. The Stamp Act of 1765, the Townshend Acts of 1767, and the Tea Act of 1773 were just a few of the measures that sparked outrage among colonists. These acts were seen not merely as financial burdens, but as violations of their rights as Englishmen. The rallying cry of no taxation without representation echoed through the colonies, uniting people from diverse backgrounds in a common cause. By the early 1770s, the relationship between Britain and its American colonies had reached a breaking point. The Boston Massacre in 1770 and the Boston Tea Party in 1773 were dramatic expressions of colonial discontent, but they also hardened British resolve to assert control. The Intolerable Acts of 1774, which punished Massachusetts for the Tea Party, only deepened the divide. In response, the colonies convened the First Continental Congress in 1774, marking the first step toward unified resistance. Though the delegates initially sought reconciliation with Britain, the events of the following year, particularly the battles of Lexington and Concord in April 1775, made it clear that armed conflict was inevitable. The Second Continental Congress, which met in May 1775, found itself in the unexpected role of governing a nation at war. As the conflict with Britain escalated, the idea of independence began to gain traction. Thomas Paine's pamphlet Common Sense, published in January 1776, played a pivotal role in shifting public opinion. Paine's eloquent arguments for independence resonated deeply with colonists, many of whom had been reluctant to sever ties with Britain. By the spring of 1776, the momentum for independence was unstoppable, a landslide of public sentiment that swept aside doubts and hesitations. On June 7, 1776, Richard Henry Lee of Virginia introduced a resolution to the Continental Congress declaring that the colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states. After weeks of debate, the Congress appointed a committee to draft a formal declaration. The committee included John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Roger Sherman, Robert Livingston, and Thomas Jefferson, who was tasked with writing the initial draft. Jefferson's words, refined by the committee and the Congress, would become one of the most enduring documents in human history. The Declaration of Independence was more than just a statement of separation. It was a profound articulation of Enlightenment ideals. Jefferson's opening lines, asserting that all men are created equal and endowed with unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, were a radical departure from the hierarchical norms of the time. The Declaration also listed a series of grievances against King George III, justifying the colony's decision to break away. It was a bold and audacious document, a landslide of ideas that challenged the very foundations of monarchy and empire. The adoption of the Declaration on July 4, 1776, was a moment of both triumph and uncertainty. The colonies had declared themselves independent, but the outcome of the war was far from certain. The British, with their powerful navy and professional army, were a formidable adversary. Yet the Declaration galvanized the colonists, giving them a shared purpose and a vision of what they were fighting for. It also had international implications, as it signaled to the world that the American colonies were serious about their cause. This would later prove crucial in securing support from France, whose assistance was instrumental in the American victory. The Declaration of Independence was not without its contradictions. While it proclaimed the equality of all men, it was silent on the issue of slavery, an institution that was deeply entrenched in colonial society. This omission would haunt the nation for generations, as the ideals of the Declaration clashed with the realities of racial inequality. Yet, for all its flaws, the Declaration remains a foundational document, a landslide of ideas that continues to inspire movements for freedom and justice around the world. In the years that followed, the Declaration took on a life of its own, becoming a symbol of American identity and aspiration. It was read aloud in town squares, reprinted in newspapers, and celebrated with parades and fireworks. The 4th of July, the anniversary of its adoption, became a national holiday, a day to reflect on the nation's founding principles and the ongoing struggle to live up to them. The year 1776 was a landslide moment in every sense, a dramatic and irreversible break from the past, a bold assertion of new ideas, and the beginning of a grand experiment in self-governance. It was the birth of a nation, but also the start of a journey fraught with challenges and contradictions. The Declaration of Independence was not the end of the story, but the beginning of a new chapter, one that would shape the course of American history and the world.